evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 9th March 2021. Top stories for today. The Malaysian Anti-Corruption MACC told the High Court today in Dato Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi's money laundering trial that there were no receipts from charity foundation Yayasan Al-Bukhari to show that it had handed over cash totaling more than 7.5 million ringgit as donations. MACC investigator Muhammad Fahmi Muhammad Nur said the millions of ringgit in cash that were given to Bukit Bintang-based money changer Omar Ali Abdullah and which were converted into 35 cheques was effectively to launder money that originated from dubious sources. The Home Ministry and the Sabah State Government have decided to take firm action and will no longer compromise in dealing with illegal immigrants in the state. Minister Dato Sri Hamza Zainuddin said the move would include deporting them from Sabah as what had been done to over 600,000 Filipino and Indonesian illegal immigrants since 1990 until this month. The Kuala Lumpur High Court has granted International Human Rights Group permission to challenge the recent deportation of more than 1,000 Myanmar nationals it claimed were illegal immigrants on three Myanmar Navy ships. According to News in You, a lawyer for the rights group, the progression of the legal case is unlikely to bring back those who have already been deported, but could allow similar challenges against future removals. On the international front, after calls from Western powers and the United Nations urging for protesters to be allowed to leave, hundreds of young Myanmar protesters who have been trapped by security forces in a district of Yangon overnight have been able to get out. An advocacy rights group said about 50 people have been arrested in Sanchong after police searched houses through checks were still being made. An advocacy rights group said about 50 people had been arrested in Sanchong after police searched houses, though checks were still being made. Biden administration today said people who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can meet without masks indoors in small groups with others who have been inoculated but should avoid non-essential travel and continue to wear face coverings in public. Meanwhile, Japan's Terumo Corp said it has developed a new syringe that can get 7 doses out of each Pfizer vial of COVID-19 vaccine, at least one more than accessible with existing syringes. The design has been approved by the country's health ministry and production is expected to begin at the end of March. Italy's coronavirus death toll passed the 100,000 mark and Prime Minister Mario Draghi warned that the situation was worsening again with a jump in hospitalizations. Thailand will from next month reduce its mandatory quarantine from 14 to 7 days for foreigners arriving in the country who have been vaccinated against the virus. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.